Yeah. Everybody, and welcome in to another episode of the BLA Podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. I'm back. I'm Austin Sexton. I'm here with my Warriors guy, Casey Benz. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, man. How are you?
I know that we're both sick, so I'm getting a little better day by day, but definitely feeling better than I have the last few. I know that it's not just the flu that's going around, but I think we've got a case of the Warriors and the Lakers sickness as well. So it's kind of crazy right now. But before we dive into what's going on in the world of the Lakers and the Warriors and what can we do to fix this thing and turn it around, make sure to like, subscribe, follow, give us some comments, whether you're on the Spotify side of it, Apple Podcast, Spotify for podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to like, subscribe, review, and give us the 5-star rating and thumbs up, because we love talking to you about hoops. So let's dive into it, Casey. What is going on with these Warriors, man?
Oh, man. Yeah. So as the banner reads in the bottom of the screen, if you're watching the video version of the podcast, the Warriors are defeated by the Grizzlies 114-93 in their most recent game on the road to Memphis. Easily the worst loss of the season. I stopped watching the game at halftime.
Honestly, I was very confused when I pulled that up because I had just gotten out of a session and I pulled it up and I couldn't believe it. I almost didn't believe it. I was like, this means that like Curry, I thought you guys must have like rested your starters or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, we had a tough game from the starters. I mean, we had Steph with only 2 points.
That's crazy.
Draymond with Tony Snell performance, 0-0-0. He had a steal, but like, yeah, I mean, when you have those two guys just not being able to contribute,
yeah,
it's concerning that the rest of the team around them can't help them. And that's kind of been the, not the story of the year, but it's definitely been a narrative going on around the team that like, you know, who's going to help carry the load when you got your two aging superstars not able to put on superstar performances. And I was talking to Roman about it yesterday, and he put it pretty well, that they looked old and slow.
Yeah. By the way, Roman, if you're checking this out, man, I miss you, buddy. Brock, I miss you. I haven't been on in about a month, so it's good to be back here. So when I pulled up the stats, looked at the box score, I saw it through all the way, because especially I had to watch the second half, because when I pulled it up, it was about right where you left off, and I just didn't believe it, so I had to watch the rest of the game. And it felt like you guys are in need of a serious trade. Same with the Lakers, but it seems like it's hard, you know, because we're both in situations where we have these amazing superstars who are nearing the ends of their careers. Curry's probably got another, you know, 6 years, 7 years in them or something like that. But we want to rely so hard, especially, I think this is more Warriors guided, that you guys rely on like developing in-house and your draft. You have a whole culture there, right, of things that happen within the Bay Area, the people that you bring up and you cultivate. But it seems like you almost have to make that big trade, man. And I just don't know what from the trade rumors, I see that you guys are probably looking at trying to bring in a third star. What are the rumors on that? What are the reports? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I agree that the Warriors do need another star, or like a solid number two scoring option next to Curry.
Yeah.
And this is some kind of old news now, but it's our first show since the news broke, and we saw him play in the last game. But the Warriors did make a trade for Dennis Schroeder.
Lakers old friend.
Yes. I thought that was a great trade. They traded D'Anthony Melton, who was on an expiring contract, and two future second-round picks to Brooklyn. And we saw Dennis Schroeder perform against the Grizzlies, and it looked like they were just kind of trying to force-feed him, get him the ball. And he had a decent game, but it wasn't like a great game. But that's to be expected when you're just kind of like thrown into a new team in the middle of a season. Haven't had much time to like acclimate and get really, you know, gel with the system. But I think he's going to be a great addition to the team, and he will help alleviate some of that scoring pressure from Steph. But I do think there needs to be another trade made or another move. Like, you got to bring somebody in, whether that's Zach LaVine. That's a name I've seen been tossed around a lot. And I know the Bulls asking price at
so high, so high. It is crazy. The worst. It is the worst. It's not that I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's not that they're trying to get rid of him, but they're trying to make it seem like he doesn't have a bad contract. I'm of the belief that he is the worst contract in the NBA.
His contract's pretty awful.
It's awful. It's him and probably Jeremy Grant, but I'm definitely going with Zach LaVine. Worst contract in the NBA. And you got to commit if you're doing it. And he's a great player. And to be honest with you, he would probably, like, for his size and for his scoring, he would probably fit your system really well. And I think he actually makes sense on the Golden State Warriors. But are you willing to be with him for that contract price for the next 3 years alongside of Curry? Yeah. As he's getting ready to make his way out. That's the real question.
Exactly. And it's not like Zach LaVine is young in his career as well. Like, he's been around the league for a minute. It's crazy how long ago that 2016 was. It 2016, that dunk contest with
the greatest year of basketball.
Yes, that was the greatest year of basketball.
Yeah. I know we were talking about that in the group the other day. It's just like, man, we're just in this weird era where it's just three pointers and viewership's down, but
driving kick.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic dunk contest. I still watch that from time to time just because you can never eclipse it.
They both could have won that one. Zach LaVine, that's a name I've seen thrown around a lot. I think he'd be a great fit with the Warriors. The contract is surely a concern. Jimmy Butler, his name's been thrown around a lot, and kind of the same concerns with Butler. Like, he's making a boatload of money. He is on one. He's got 1 year left on his deal and could opt out at the end of it. So, like, let's say hypothetically the Warriors do trade, because it probably costs a lot to acquire a Jimmy Butler, and Pat Riley's probably, you know, he's the godfather of the NBA. So he's going to
try to like
fiddle. Yeah, for sure. And, but that's a player that can make a difference.
My thing about Jimmy is okay, let's say you do get Jimmy, right? I know he's got I don't know what the number is on top of my head, but I know it's in the high 40s, probably.
I want to say, 50s. Yeah, I think, let me see. It's definitely not good.
Yeah, it's a high contract, and this is his last year, right? So are you willing to take Jimmy Butler on the potential of him being a rental for you guys? See, and this is me being a Lakers fan. I look at everybody being a rental. So, right. But in Golden State, you guys have a different culture than we do. Well, we're trying to reestablish our culture, but you definitely have more than we do in that. Like, you would try to, do you think, I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you think Jimmy Butler would re-sign to the Golden State Warriors after this year for a lower price?
That I don't know, because I think it all depends on how well the team does. Like, if, let's say they trade for Jimmy Butler and it costs them like Jonathan Kuminga, Andrew Wiggins, and like, you know, a lot, like pretty much like the future of the franchise.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, they're in the play-in still, or they get bounced out in like the first or second round. It's like, you can opt out, see this team's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then you're left with nothing. And that's a very high risk. And I don't know if Joe Lacob is the type of owner to take that risk, because I couldn't imagine him wanting to put a losing product on the floor for a very long time, because he wants to fill up the Chase Center. He wants, you know, he wants to sell tickets and win championships. Like, he's
absolutely,
he's a winner of an owner. And I think it's tough. Cause like you were just saying earlier, it's like the Lakers and the Warriors are in the similar situation where it's like, you got these aging superstars, like future Hall of Famers.
Right.
In the twilight of their career. And it's like, it's tough, because you want to maximize these guys' careers and make a serious run for a championship, but also you have to consider what the future is going to look like, because the future is going to be here before we know it. It's just a tricky place to be right now.
Yeah. Oh, man, sorry. I was looking at the box score of the Laker game that's currently going on. That's definitely something we're going to have to talk about here shortly.
Definitely. We got live basketball right now. This is rare.
This is the first time I think we've done a show where there is live basketball on. at least for the Warriors or the Lakers.
Yes, correct.
So I do have a subscription to Spectrum Sportsnet, and I was thinking about possibly putting that on, but I don't think it would benefit our show for YouTube probably flagging it down. So currently that game is 56-53 Lakers at the half. So, but
Sacramento, correct?
We're on a back to not back to back, but like we're doing 2 days in Sacramento, then we go back to LA for Detroit, then we come up to you guys for Christmas Day.
Oh, you guys play before Christmas? Interesting. Yeah,
it's super weird. I think we play Monday against Detroit, and you know it's probably going to be a trap game for us. So, but we're on a 2-game winning streak, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, anyway, yeah, as far as like another trade on the horizon for the Warriors, like other than those guys, have you heard anything about a big?
Nikola Vucevic?
You guys need somebody.
Yeah, I think they definitely need a big, especially when you see him play a team like Memphis that has like Jaren Jackson Jr. and Zach Edey. Like they just struggle against these young, big and athletic teams. And Nikola Vucevic, he's also a veteran, but he's a savvy vet, and he provides interior presence that this team needs right now. I feel like Trayce Jackson Davis is kind of going through a rough spell right now.
Yeah, and I didn't also realize he's only 6'9 or 6'10.
Yeah. They don't have anyone on the team that's like taller than 6'9.
Yeah. Insane.
So, and that's kind of hard. It's hard to win games consistently when you're that small in a league. It seems like the league's only getting taller.
Yeah. It's pretty soon by 2060, it'll be like your starting point guard is like Victor Wembanyama, and there's going to be 8-footers. So.
I am on the my big theory is that the league is trending taller now, but you know, come like 2060, I think we're gonna trend shorter to kind of you know, get lower to the ground so the tall guys can't like get down, and so I think we might see some 5'9 kings in there.
That would be crazy.
I'm here for it.
That'd be absolutely insane. Is there anything else with the Warriors that's going on? I mean, obviously, you know, when we have Christmas Day, I'm sure we'll cover that. But is there anything else that's going on with the Warriors that like you want to get off your chest, man? It's a safe space here. It's a safe space.
Oh man, it's what's to be said that hasn't been said. Roman told us to lift the morale.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna do my best to do that right here. I think although the Warriors have kind of tricked their hot start away. And they are now, let's take a look right here. They are now 10th in the Western Conference standings. There's still time to get back up to playoff picture.
Yeah.
And I think Dennis Schroeder is going to be a big help in that. Pajemski had a good game in that embarrassing game of a loss they had. He had like 20 plus. Him and Wiggins were pretty much like the only bright spots of that game, if you could even say there was bright spots. But I mean, the season's still early. I know we've been saying this like the entire, you know, just the inception of this podcast, that the season is early, but it is like we're just getting to Christmas. There's time to you know, kind of fix the ship and, you know, ride these waves, but they gotta start sooner rather than later, and time is definitely of the essence.
Yes.
Is there another trade on the horizon? I think so. I don't know. I hope so.
I guess we'll see. I guess only time will
tell. And then there is a little game preview tonight. The Warriors will be playing the Timberwolves in Minnesota. That's a good one. They've split the season series 1-1. They've played 2 games at Chase Center. First game, Timberwolves kind of had their way with them. Second game, the Warriors striked back. That should be a good one, especially after suffering such an embarrassing loss. I think they'll be...
Yeah, they're going to have to respond.
Yeah, they're going to have to respond. So
Minnesota is a very up-and-down team. You know, I don't know where they're currently sitting because I don't have it. I don't have the standings in front of me, but I know that they were...
How you do?
There we go. Look at that. Okay, they're eighth. Ooh, look at that. Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, once again, because we're so early in the season, it's like one loss, especially being in the Western Conference, you can go from
right
to the 10th. So, but yeah, I think all those people, I think all the teams, I legitimately think all the teams from 4 through 10 are any day they could be anywhere. I think everybody's so close. I think it's so, yeah, it's, I think playing crazy. Everybody. Yeah, it's like, it's all matchup dependent. You know, it's like the Lakers have issues when it comes to playing the Denver Nuggets, but then we can go and play the Memphis Grizzlies and win by a good margin. You know, I feel like Lakers Warriors is always a toss up. We always have issues with the Suns. A lot of times we have issues with the Kings, but we've been playing better against the Kings. Actually, the second half is just starting right now. So I think at this point, yes, it is a little bit early, but I think we're going to start seeing things kind of settle down around February, right around trade deadline is when we'll actually kind of know where our teams respectively sit.
I think so too. Something that I think is an interesting thing to look out for is San Antonio and Sacramento. They're right on the outside looking, and San Antonio especially, like that 14 win column, that's a little bit concerning because I don't know, that's no man's land right there. Like you just said, one loss and you could be, you know, you're sitting nice at the sixth seed. You're not looking at the play-in, but they lose one game and all of a sudden you're down at the bottom and you got to fight your way back up. I think 1 through 4, those are tough teams.
I'm very surprised about the Houston Rockets.
They're electric. Coming into the season, but I did not expect them to be like third.
Yeah. I did not either. Oh man. So why don't we move into Lakerland?
Yeah, let's switch gears. Let's go down I-5 a little bit. So tell me, what's up with what's going on in Lakerland?
Oh man. So it's been a while since I've even really got to talk about the Lakers, and I've honestly been so busy. It's been really hard to catch up on a lot of the games, but we were in a funk for a while, man. And there's been times where this team looks extremely amazing, and there's times where we look so bad. There was a reference that we used to say back in 2022 season is the Jekyll and Hyde Lakers, and that's kind of where we're at right now. I hate to put it like this. We used to give Darvin Ham so much shit for switching up the lineups because of health, but that's a big thing that we've had to deal with this year. Dalton Connect was a starter for probably 11 games, and now he's benched, and Max Christie is the starter. But we were talking about how bad Max Christie was playing, you know, like Gabe Vincent was known as Cardio Gabe. And over the last couple games, he's been averaging 10 points per game, you know, like
definitely watch some Gabe Vincent highlights from the last game against Sacramento.
Yeah. It's a bit crazy. We're definitely up and down, but I think that our defensive effort over the last three games is really starting to show that we have life and signs of a team that can be a middle of the pack defensive team. And we all know that, like in the NBA these days, you have to be a middle of the pack defensive team and a great offensive team to at least get somewhere high up in the playoffs. You know, you can't be a bad defensive team and you can't be the 30th defensive team and the number one offensive team and do anything. You just can't, you know, because if you have a bad night offensively, you're fucked. So, yeah. So, a little bit of concern tonight as I'm watching this Lakers game as LeBron James pulls up for a long two, misses and rebound by De'Aaron Fox. Anthony Davis with 2 points tonight so far. And we're in the third quarter. Playing the Kings. So obviously we're talking about Sabonis. AD had his way last time. AD had a 20-20 game and it was great. And I think that Sabonis wants to come back on this game and show like, oh no, I really am him against AD. But I was listening to a couple different podcasts, a couple guys that I like, and I heard something very interesting that kind of hit home the other day. Somebody was asking if a particular sports commentator was in and out on the Lakers. And he said, as a Lakers fan, emotionally, he was out on the Lakers. However, like statistically, he's like, it's LeBron and AD. I can't bet against them. You
can't count them out.
Yeah, you can't count them out. But they were asking about why. And he said that he puts the blame 33% to three people, and that is to Rob Pelinka, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. And he said the reason why with AD and LeBron is because they don't, it doesn't seem like every single day they come to put the work in, you know? And I'm starting to kind of feel that. And I hate to say that about, like, LeBron's my favorite player of all time, but sometimes you just, I know he's 40, but like sometimes you just don't see it all the way there, you know? And with AD, you're in the middle of your prime, but you haven't led the team. No one's ever really been like, okay, yes, it's Anthony Davis's team. Like, we've had moments where like, it's finally going to happen, but it's never been solidified, you know?
I don't think we've ever seen that in Anthony Davis' career. Like, even with the Pelicans, like, he was very, very young. And, but to, you know, maybe you could say he was too young to lead a team. Like, he was kind of learning how to be an NBA player.
Right.
And mind you, he was still very, very great with the Pelicans. Like, he came into the league good, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah, like you just said, he's in his prime right now. Like, this is his peak years of basketball. He's playing at an MVP level. I think he needs to kind of take that step into being the team leader, because LeBron is, I don't know how long LeBron's going to play for, but like,
I think next year is his last year.
You got to, you got to expect it to be ending. You know, it could end at the end of this year. Next year is happening soon.
But to me, AD, like, he has those games. Like, he's dropped a couple 40 balls this year, you know, but he's always the 1B. I can't see him being the 1A, you know, and it makes me think, like, even if LeBron does retire, like, what are we going to do? Like, who's going to be our 1A? If LeBron James was not on the team and you try to force Anthony Davis to be the 1A, who's the 1B to Anthony Davis? Is it Austin Reeves? Is it D'Angelo Russell?
That's a tough place to be,
you know?
And I think that's where the blame gets shifted to Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, absolutely, because he's never really given them the opportunities to, or the stuff to help out with that motor, you know?
Yeah, and not in the trade market, not in the draft. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It is crazy. We haven't traded a player in 2 years. We haven't done a trade in 2 years.
That's actually crazy.
2 years. Like, we've done little things like...
This guy's just sitting at the games, just watching.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be fleeced with his 2 first-round draft picks. F them picks, man. F them picks.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, man, I don't know. It's like with a big market like Los Angeles and the Lakers too. Like, you're not the Clippers. You're the Lakers. You are Los Angeles's team.
100%. I don't care about the Intuit Dome. I care about crypto, aka Staples.
Yes, it's Staples. But
But no, so we're gonna have the Warriors on Christmas Day. I think that. That's going to be a great matchup as well. But as of right now, I feel like I'm just kind of taking a step back and I'm seeing, I need a few more, maybe like another 20 game sample size to really know what the Los Angeles Lakers are. I know that there's been trade rumors and I don't want to really get into that because every time we talk about it, like, nothing ever happens. So I don't want to address it. But
I don't think LeBron's going to be traded either. I think.
Yeah, no, that's not as cool as it would be. I think that's done.
I saw the headline or like the report that the Warriors are interested in trading for LeBron. Yeah, everyone's interested in trading for LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's interested in Steph Curry if it became available. Like, it's...
The Warriors would never let him go.
They never let him go. But at some point, do you think Steph will want out? Like, if this team's going nowhere, it's like...
Let me ask you a question. Let's do a complete hypothetical.
Okay? Oh, let's go. Let's do it.
If you could get I'm trying to think of how to make the math work. If you could do a 3-team trade that would bring you back, and I do not know how this would happen, but this is the only way I could, like,
hypotheticals.
Yeah, complete hypothetical land. If you could do a 3-team trade that would bring you back Giannis, Bobby Portis, and Donovan Mitchell.
Oh my God.
For Steph Curry.
Oh no. That's a tough hitting question.
I don't know how the math works, but if you could,
it probably doesn't, but hypothetically speaking, if like that was on the, you know, that was on the table,
it would have to be like, yeah, it doesn't work, but would you be willing to bring in Giannis, Donovan Mitchell, and Bobby Portis?
Oh.
Yeah,
how could you say no?
Yeah, as like a...
Because just Giannis and Mitchell alone, that's like...
That's insane.
that's a key piece of your front court and a key piece of your back court.
Exactly. You get the big, that's what I'm saying. You get the big, you get the star big, and you get a star point guard slash two guard back.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I want to see Steph end his career with the Warriors. I think there's something special about having your homegrown star play for the same team. Well, he has a very rare class to be in. Like, there's, you know, there are Kobe's, there's put Jordan in there. I don't know if I count the Wizards years because he was in the front office, and then he's like, you know what, I'm gonna play for a little bit.
I heard the story the other day that the only reason that Michael Jordan played for the Wizards is because he was promised ownership if he played, and then after he finished, he didn't get it or something like that.
Damn,
I never heard that. That's crazy.
There's so many crazy Michael Jordan stories out there. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. But yeah, as it currently sits right now, it is 62-63. Sacramento is up, and LeBron James is giving the ball to Anthony Davis. I'm going to do one play-by-play. Ball to Anthony Davis. Back down. Back to Anthony Davis. Spin, turn, jumper. Wet. I wish I could do better than that.
That was really good.
I'm still feeling a little under the weather. I just wanted to come in and get one pot in. I think I'm gonna wrap it here because I definitely want to catch the rest of the Laker game, and maybe I'll do a little post game thing. And I've got something I got to get done at 5. So,
Time is of the essence. We're here recording. It's 4:36.
Yes. So. But I'm Austin Sexton. This is Casey Beds, and you've been tuned in to the Bay LA Podcast. You're home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. Tune in next time.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Take care, guys.